Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District, and McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the upcoming deadline for the property tax rent rebate program, obviously a program that a lot of folks take advantage of, and what happens when that program rolls over into the new year. Talk to us about the upcoming deadline and why folks need to make sure they get their applications in.
Well, this is a very important program that really helps a lot of older Pennsylvanians, and it's a little bit confusing because it's always a year behind. So the deadline for the 2017 rebate is coming up on December 31st of this year. There's still time to file an application for that rebate. There's no need to pay anyone to complete one. My offices are open and available to do that for free. And the rebate program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are age 65 or older, widows or widowers age 50 and older, and people with disabilities age 18 and older. As of June 1st, the state has received over 470,000 rebate applications. So this is, again, a program that benefits seniors a great deal, and there's still time to apply. The 2018 rebate applications will be available starting in February, and my office will be conducting a series of clinics throughout the district to help seniors complete those applications, or you can certainly get an application at one of my district offices in Bradford, Cowdersport, or Kane, or available online at repcauser.com.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is another program that is wonderful and helping a lot of people, and that is the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, better known as LIHEAP. Talk to us about the time that people have to get some applications in here to get a little bit of help with their home heating.
Well, this is a very important program also, and it helps a lot of folks throughout Pennsylvania and certainly here in our district. The LIHEAP program is federally funded but administered by the state government, and the program opened for applications on November 1st and will continue to accept applications until April 12th of 2019. Some important things to remember: you don't have to be on public assistance to apply. You don't have to have unpaid heating bills. And you can either rent or own your home. LIHEAP provides both cash grants and crisis grants. Cash grants help families pay their heating bills. The payment is sent directly to your utility company or fuel provider and credited to your bill. And cash grants range from $200 to $1,000 and are based on household size, income, and fuel type. Crisis grants are available if you have an emergency situation in your home and are in jeopardy of losing your heat. You can receive a crisis grant, and during the season, the maximum crisis grant is $600, so very beneficial. The best way to apply is to contact the county assistance office in the county in which you reside, because there's certainly information that needs to be completed on the application. There is a statewide toll-free hotline for anyone that has questions. It's 1-866-857-7095.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for those college seniors who are looking maybe for a little bit of extra money to help pay for college, and that could come potentially in the form of a House of Representatives scholarship. Talk to us about this program, who it benefits, and how folks can apply.
Well, applications are available for the 2019 Pennsylvania House of Representatives Scholarship Program. This is a scholarship that is awarded yearly to two students preparing for post-secondary education. These are four-year scholarships. The scholarship is privately funded by individual and corporate donors, so there's no tax or public funds used. It's administered through the Foundation for Enhancing Communities. The program is open to graduating high school seniors who are Pennsylvania residents and must be attending a Pennsylvania college, university, or career school as a full-time student. They must have attained a minimum 3.0 cumulative grade point average in high school in order to be eligible. And there's more information available at the foundation's website at www.tfec.org. And the application deadline is March 1st, 2019.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.